The 515 comes alive with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Yo, check this out.
On Star 102.5.
Well, we've all heard of dogs that'll chew up and eat anything they can get a hold of. But I just find it funny when you come across a dog that'll only eat one thing. Just has an obsession over chewing on one thing. Our Caress Carter, who does middays here after our show on Star, her dog has wiped out two retainers in a week. That's cheap.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks for that. Right?
Why the retainers?
Our current dog, Bert, it's blankets. Just blankets. Nothing else.
But won't touch the other bedding or pillows.
No, no. And the our dog before that, Harold, it was just socks.
Mm-hmm.
No other clothing of any kind interested him but socks.
Yeah, no. Bailey has much more variety.
Yeah, your dog eats everything, it seems, yeah.
Yes. Might be out of control.
Well, you know what? Can't blame that one for being a picky eater, though, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, any chance we get to bring it back to karma.
To what?
Karma.
No.
Karma?
No.
No.
No, this is just...
I'm the guy who doesn't believe in karma. Right. That doesn't even make sense. Why? What are you talking
because
about?
Because I am picky, so I will have picky things in my life. That's,
no, this had nothing to do with karma.
No.
This
okay.
was a direct
no,
slam on your...
No, it had nothing to do with karma. It was just right at you.
Yeah, but it's just on your food okay. choices, your yeah. parenting, yeah. your life yeah. in general.
No. Don't ever accuse me of using karma ever again.
Say.
Oh, you should know me better than that. All right. Let's go to Mattia now in Ames. All right, Mattia, what is it?
Our bloodhound that we rescued a few years ago only goes for the hard eyes in stuffed animals. We learned this after he managed to get a hold of a few favorite stuffed animals of my kiddos. And then I quickly learned the solution to the problem was to go to Goodwill Weekly and buy the ugliest stuffed animals with hard eyes that I could so I didn't feel guilty about taking over somebody else's stuffy, and then Dan's happy too.
Yeah. Yeah, our Bailey likes the eyeballs too. It's almost gruesome. We've got all these stuffed animals with no eyes.
Yes. We have carcasses all over the house, and we have a really small dog who will then take the carcasses and carry them around and get the fluffiness all over the house. So thankfully they work together so we don't have a complete waste of these stuffed animals, but for some reason, it's only the hard eyes. No matter how big or small the stuff he is, that's all my buddy wants.
That's funny. All right, Mattia, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. The fun continues off air on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.